Yes.
Okay. Alice, are we good?
We are good.
Okay. The first item is the minutes, approval of the minutes from the public hearing of January 26th. You have a motion, please.
So moved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. I'm assuming any opposed? Okay, approved unanimously. Second is the regular approval of the regular meeting for January 26th. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Seconded if nobody else will.
Okay.
We didn't see Mark.
You didn't see me, no. Am I surplus today?
he can go in for Garrett.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So we're gonna seat him and then he can second it?
Yes. Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approved unanimously. Thank you. Item two, new business. We don't have any new business right now. Item three, old business, the POCD update. Ruth and Vince have been working with Glenn Chalder, and I think what we want to do is get an update probably from Vince on the creative stuff he's working with. And Ruth is doing, I guess, timing and coordination with Glenn for the meeting on March 25th. So,
well, actually,
Ruth,
actually, Fred,
yes.
Vincent, I did the first part. Vincent is doing the second.
Okay. I can come
working with him. I'm going to help Vincent, but he's now in charge.
Okay, very good.
And Chair, just for the record, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Ted Moy has arrived in the meeting, and for Alice too.
Thank you.
7:02.
Okay, Vince, then you want to give us an update?
Yeah, let me give you a little update. You know that the survey went out. You remember the information went out using the kids' images and so forth. We just want to say. Sorry, is he barking too loud?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to keep it down a bit.
I'll try to control that. What I want to say is that the results of the survey have been overwhelmingly better than we've ever had before. So that leads me to the next important update. And let me go stop the dog. I'll come right back to you.
Okay. Wonder what he's going to do.
Just to fill in what Vince is saying, the response Chalder told us was about the same response that towns double and triple our size got in. So he was really heartened by the response. It was really, really impressive. Okay, Vince.
Which leads us to the next important point, and that's securing the date of March 24th. For the 25th, excuse me, March 25th. That's very important. It's a Saturday, which will be at Kellogg School, to have this open dialogue and presentation about the results of the survey. But more than that, an opportunity to make connections with various peoples of the community. Who have a wide range of interest. And there's a promotion going out about that, that Glenn sent me this. I'm going to just hold it up. There's a postcard that uses this theme of the crystal ball and a copy line. And the back of it, you know, has a typical postcard information. The point that is to go to the Falls Village mailing list, and everybody will receive this. It's going out March 7th. In my conversations with Glenn, I thought that we could continue with this crystal ball theme, but we've taken since yesterday and created the crystal ball with nothing in it, so that we can turn around now and create an electronic campaign that will be offered to everyone who's got a mailing list in Falls Village, whether it's the library, Music Mountain, the CDC, the town, to do an electronic deliverable in a number of sequences so that we can remind people and give them a little more information so they will understand what a plan of conservation and development really is. Is somebody saying something?
No, it's Vince. It's okay. I think I muted a little background noise for okay. you.
what I thought was important to point out as PNC leads this plan of conservation and development is that we clarify the real scope of opportunity that this plan encompasses. Because I think people get a concept of conservation being we're going to save the trees or something like this in town. And in development, we're going to fix a road. And what I think is really important is to think about the future and to think about it in what I call a what if, a maybe, a why not, how you think of and you see the future of Falls Village in 10 years. And over these 10 years, how we get to those places. That's what this meeting on the 24th will really focus around. So the more we can get this idea out there, the better. So I look forward to preparing these electronic files and getting them to the various venues in town so they can be distributed between the time this postcard comes out and that 2-week period before we have the meeting on Saturday. It's really important that members of our committee lead this meeting that Glenn will lead, but that we're present, or as many people can clearly mark this time to be present and assist also in executing what has to be done, because Kellogg School is generous enough to give us the facility. We're going to make it clear that there's going to be refreshments, there's going to be other incentives to get people to the meeting. But what really happens at that meeting will be, I think, significant in setting a tone for what we'll do over the next coming months to set the plan in motion and to raise issues and questions that illustrate connections all throughout the town and in all different areas of the town. It's not just a simple idea of conservation. It's really about when I looked up the word conservation, the main point that I wanted to make was conservation as a noun. He's spilling his dog dish. As conservation as a noun is prevention of wasteful use of a resource. That's the broadest sense of what we're talking about. And when I talk about the word development, I look at a specified state of growth or advancement. So keeping those two ideas in mind, we can cover and cross over and make connections led by PNZ, but to all the different committees and community areas that are of concern over the next 10 years for us to be aware of and know how to finance, know how to get people's opinions on whether they want these things to happen, not happen, and have a healthy conversation, not a antagonistic situation. So I think this meeting is going to be very important. Glenn and I are going to talk as soon as he's back after next week. And what I'd like is to take a few of the people on our committee here and make them work with me more closely so that I can count on you. Like, I'd like the younger end, like Ted Moy. I'd like the middle end, like Stephen, and maybe the new end, like Doug. And put those three of you together with me, and I can fill you in where I'm going with these things and what I get from Glenn. And then we could bring everybody up to speed at our next P&Z meeting, which is takes place the week before the 24th.
25th,
I'm sorry. Ruth always gets me right. Mm-hmm. So can I count on you guys to get involved and to get any other younger people, which will be covered when we do this electronic distribution of promotion. But it's really important that we get a real cross-section at this meeting. And it's not a meeting to complain at. It's a meeting to be creative at. And it's a meeting for suggestions and thinking out of the box. So anybody else have any comments?
Questions or comments for Vincent? Vince, I'm just wondering if you should incorporate that the definition of conservation and the definition of development into whatever goes out, because it makes it.
I am.
Okay, great. I think this those should be incorporated throughout the whole process, because it really gives a good sense of, you know, the actual definition of what we're trying to accomplish.
And what I'm going to try to do is give in this graphic that will go along with an image and or keywords, there will be a headline. It'll be a one page presentation. So it could serve as a poster, or it'll serve as an electronic deliverable. And I'll give three or four different variations in that, where we might put an element of the car show in here, an element of Music Mountain, an element of the historical signage when you enter Falls Village. And link the copy line with it, but get into the concept of what a plan of conservation and development really can be. And it only can be that is if people come together and make a connection, come together and make a commitment, and make a creative approach.
Mm-hmm.
Chairman, can you have Vince just state the time of that March 25th event?
Yes, the time is going to be in the morning from 10 to noon.
Okay.
And it'll be in the gymnasium at Kellogg School.
Okay.
And as a team, we'll get there an hour earlier. So we have to set up, we have to dismantle, because the school is not going to deal with things like extra custodial services and so forth, but we'll take care of that. And what I think we'll do is ask for some support from several other committees in town that should have an interest in this and also should participate. So I would hope that we get a representative from every one of the other committees at this meeting, as well as organizations, whether it be the Historical Society, the library, the children's daycare center or whatever, or areas like affordable housing. All of that should be in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be done in a way that it's not like a fight, but this is a way of suggesting and making clear your point of view.
Absolutely. These are the different entities in town. And I think that's important to have that diversity there. The way you've developed this has been really good, Vince. You really put a good effort into it, and I think if you can get a sense from Glenn of what his format is, then we will know by the next meeting a little bit more on how he wants to structure this and how he wants to work with the commission. Okay, great. Good. Okay, so it's in the works. Good.
Chairman, if I may, I am also receiving some emails associated with POCD questions. Glenn and I communicate about that whenever that does occur. But once that POCD team has the deliverable, the mailer that's going out to residents, or any other deliverable associated with the March 25th event, it would be very helpful if I have just an electronic copy so that I can also promote the event as CEO, because there are some questions that hit my email. I would really like to just let as many people know as possible if they aren't receiving it in the mail.
I'll see that you get it. And I'll see that everybody on the committee gets it, because we all have different contacts and different points of view.
Yeah. And that March 7th postcard that you mentioned, is there a electronic copy of what's going out to residents? Okay. Yes.
And I'll send it to you. And then it has a small line of copy on the bottom. And this, to me, is a tease compared to what we will do with our electronic files that I'll supply to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Any other questions for Vince? Okay, moving on. The next item is a firehouse update. And here again, Ruth and Vince have been involved in coordination there. Ruth has been working with our attorney, Chuck Andrus, who I think everybody knows was the attorney for Salisbury Lakeville when they sold their firehouse. So we have very competent legal advice working with us. And then Vince has been coordinating along with myself with George Johansson, the town's consulting engineer, on developing the engineered plans for the property. So maybe Vince, you could give us a quick update, and then Ruth could give us an update as well.
Yeah, I think Ruth and I have been communicating regularly. It's a step-by-step approach, but let me just think how I want to put this. Our committee, with the influence of the P&Z, I think has really done a good job, even though it takes time, to put the pieces together so that this presentation that will be made about the firehouse in a formal manner will be very comprehensive and cover all the bases and the questions and the issues that have been raised in the past. Because I think we are getting a real understanding of what we have to offer and what we have to sell. And we're also going to make visuals that will reinforce this, not at all saying this is what we want exactly to happen, but this is the direction that we see as a committee that are options of the way things can be done. And I feel very positive about it. And I feel very positive about our meetings with the attorney and the step-by-steps that'll happen as he moves along.
Thanks, Vince. Ruth, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I do. If any of you are interested, all our minutes, which Vince takes, are online, and all the drawings and survey that George Johansson worked with is all online. So you can see everything. We're not going to talk about it, but you can see all the issues that we're dealing with. And George has come up with an estimate of what he thinks it would cost to do all this, which will be built into the selling price. The town is not going to spend this money. The person who buys this, or the people that buy it, will be doing that. Just validating what Fred said, when Fred was the one who actually discovered, said, hey, you know, the firehouse in Salisbury that got sold. So why don't we see who their attorney was? And he came really highly recommended. We've only met with him in person once. We wanted him to see the firehouse and just Railroad Street. But other than that, it's been emailed. So what his situation is now is he has a meeting next week with George Johansson to go over all the surveys and maps that, as I said, are online, so that he is totally acquainted with all the issues that are involved in this. Mm-hmm. And put in a call to Sue Sweetapple, and she told him that she would get in touch with her lawyer or their lawyer, and he will meet with the Inns lawyers. So he hasn't heard from her attorney yet, so we don't know on that. But that's where we are. But if you really want to learn more about what particularly Johansson has done, you should go online.
Okay, thanks, Ruth. Any questions from the commissioners to Vince or Ruth? Okay.
Alice has her hand up.
Right? Oh, Alice?
You're muted, Alice.
Okay. So I did actually find the minutes online. I read them. I looked at the map. I looked at some of the notes. So it kind of looked like to me that the money that you kind of were just speaking of and saying be added to the price of the firehouse. If I remember back when we first decided to have this meeting form, it was supposed to be for gathering information. And quite honestly, I don't think we should proceed with having the work done, because if Alice Mackey buys the firehouse and I want it just for storage, my septic needs are far different than if Doug Cohn buys it and he wants to use it for a restaurant. So I think we have different needs for that.
Okay.
So Alice, is the work being done or is this just informational? Thank you, Greg.
Right.
Yeah, I can clarify and then Greg will add whatever is necessary. The items that are listed, we are only going to do two of those items that are necessary. It was already, one of them was already included in George's original proposal. The rest are to be, done by any future owner. So basically, to answer your question, no, the town is not going to be doing those 12 or 14 items. And Greg, do you want to elaborate any further on that?
Well, you pretty much said it. I do understand why it's confusing. But it's just for the benefit of any future purchaser, so they could have a rough idea what it may cost. So it's a scope cost. It's not a performance right. that we're looking to undertake.
So there's
a number of those other costs in that aren't even there at this particular point. But it's really important for us to know what we've got to sell and what it involves.
So, no, I understand that, but I think it was maybe the way the notes or the estimate from Johansson or your excellent minutes, Vincent, but it seemed unclear to me if the town was actually going to spend the $105,000, and it just occurred to me that different buyers would have different needs, so it wouldn't make sense. So that's good for the clarification. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
Alice, it says it right in the minutes. It says this will be folded into the cost. And
no, the $105,000 roof. I'm saying the work's not actually going to be done. That's the clarification.
So I think we need to clarify, because if Alice didn't interpret it the right way, then probably nobody else is either. So,
and I've had some questions along the same line, so we definitely need to clarify that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that can be taken up at the committee's meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah,
very good. Any other comments or questions? Okay, moving on.
Wait, Chairman, I see
Steve's muted yeah. too.
Yeah, I do see Steven. Steven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah, oh, Steve. You said that you were going to do two of the items on this list, and then where would that money come from? And then my second question is also based on the 105. If there is a sale that is potential, are we, in a sense, as a community, demanding that these be done at an extra cost of $105,000, adding to any buyer's premium?
Okay, that's a two-part. First yeah. off, what George was giving us was a scope of the engineering, potentially. And I think it's an important consideration. The committee wanted to know, what was involved potentially in developing the site, essentially. Right. And that's the first thing. But also, the idea was to determine the soil conditions. That's one of the two items, and that was included in George's original proposal that's been approved when we hired him as the engineer. Secondly, we are working to develop an easement for the inn, because right now, there is no easement for the inn to go back where they have to service with their, the parking for different, the employees and for any of their deliveries. So what we want to do is clarify a easement potentially for the inn.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. Is
any of the George Johansson fees being taken on by the commission, or is that going to be again added to the cost of the sale?
The original ones will be added to the cost. His original proposal will be added to the cost of the sale.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does that cover it, Stephen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The other thing was resolving the encroachment.
Oh, resolving the encroachment, correct, yes. So and that's part
two
of the
things, site. Stephen. There are two things. There's no septic now. Anybody that uses it, there's no septic now.
Right.
Oh, I've read everything and I'm caught up. I understand exactly what you guys were doing. I'm just a little nervous about necessarily requiring potentially a premium to any buyer, and will that necessarily push potential buyers out of the market to begin with? And with all these other restrictions of having to put a septic or whatever, we're pushing this price up higher where they might not be able to do anything to recoup those costs. So I'm just a little nervous about what we're getting into.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, if I might, Stephen, yes. Some of that is so that any potential buyer can be aware of the actual cost. So right. Unfortunately, it's not by any stretch a turnkey buy it for X number of dollars. So I hear exactly what you're saying. It's a concern always. But as a committee, we feel like that's us doing our due diligence. Buyer can be aware that it could be an up to price or an up to and then some, depending on what their use could be.
Wanted to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
I also want to say that I think that whole project is an integral part of the discussions on the plan of conservation and development and the thinking along those lines. It's not just another thing on the left side.
Oh, it's a major property on Main Street. So, yes, right. It should be a major part of the POCD.
And no doubt. So that, how we negotiate these numbers, I think, is still to be worked out. But I think it was covered, if it answers your question, Stephen.
Great. Yes, thank you.
Brett, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
Just back on the 30-foot transfer to the easement topic. Is there a backup or something proposed if the inn decides they don't want to go along with that? because I assume the majority of that proposition is about the septic. So is there a secondary location for that septic or something backup proposal for that?
We actually haven't gotten to that point yet. We're still in the early stages where we have Johansson's plan, and that's what we're really looking at. And then we haven't actually looked at, until the lawyers get together, what's going to actually be negotiated.
Are there other topics on the table that we should be aware of?
I don't know how our attorney's going to proceed. I think the committee will get a better sense once our attorney talks to George Johansson and he gets more information, and he would then know how he's going to probably approach the different variables.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
One last question. So yeah. Fred, I remember way back we were talking about potentially putting it under the driveway. Has that been abandoned or just not researched further?
No, under on the site plan, it does show that the fields potentially would go under the driveway and the reserve could be in the back on the town's property up in back. There is some flexibility there. It's all going to be determined by what kind of septic needs the potential buyer has and what Torrington Area Health is going to approve, quite frankly, you know, for that site. That's why soil conditions are going to be, knowing the soil conditions is going to be critical.
But depending on the buyer and depending on the use, it would vary from one buyer to the next buyer to the next buyer.
Within reason, yes, but I mean, it's going to be limited.
I mean, David Jacobs made it sound like he wasn't going to need one because he was going to let the car stay there and use storage and, you know, and I don't know if Sue ever said what her intended use was going to be. And the other guy wanted just his own little workshop, right? I mean, so some of the people kind of made it sound.
You know, Alice, I really feel it's important to state that, you know, P&Z got involved in this with this committee because this wasn't handled right in the beginning. And I believe that. And I think it should, and it is being handled properly now. And it's a step-by-step with certain information that's not clear yet. And I think it's important that the committee can't answer these things till we have that information. And that's why we hired a really important real estate lawyer and so forth, which
I understand, Vince. I think I was on that same page, and it was about gathering information to give to a potential buyer. I'm just saying it almost read like we were taking it a step farther. And my point is just that I think the need, the type of septic would vary based on the type of use that somebody might be interested in. That's all. Correct. That's my point. So I really don't know that it can go much farther because we don't know who our buyer is.
That's you correct. Are correct, Alice, and it's not going much further other than doing some test holes to know what the soil type is so we can know what kind of septic or potential size of septic it can hold. And that's it. And of course, the rest is to be determined by the buyer.
Correct.
So just, if I may, just to jump in to sort of summarize, and I haven't been involved in all of this, but it sounds like the steps the town is taking under this real estate lawyer is truly the due diligence as the seller so that information about the lot can be provided to potential buyers. It sounds like further due diligence will need to be taken by potential buyers to understand how much they'll need to sink resources into. Is that a proper summary of the situation?
Yeah, you've covered it. Yeah, that's correct. Okay. We're doing due diligence legally, but also with our engineer as well. And you know, our engineer initially determined that the septic system was not to be utilized. It was cracked, broken, and was would should be abandoned, essentially.
It just wasn't.
Yes. It wasn't, right? So now the fact of the matter is we're looking at two specific areas with the engineering and with the legal that are really important in putting this package together so that the town is really moving forward and with their, like you indicated, their due diligence.
Now as CEO, I just asked the question about the current use of the property. If I have been informed about the current use of the property, and I'm curious as to whether or not the real estate lawyer has any qualms about that continuing, or if there's any role that I, as CEO and planning consultant, need to play with the current use of that building. At this time, we've sort of ignored it.
I think that'll be taken up in our Tuesday meeting, possibly.
Okay.
That's correct. Yeah, that's my understanding, too.
And I'm sorry, someone's at the door. I'll be right there.
My dog.
I've got one more question. It's basically about the executive sessions. If the public is in the meeting, can we have notes from the executive sessions? Because those are blank areas in the minutes.
No, Stephen, public. I just lost the word you just said. Executive session is sensitive information regarding the sale, potential sale.
Gotcha.
So you can't take any minutes of it. If there's any action that comes out of that session, by all means, every bit of that would be in the minutes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
Okay. Chairman, my only comment, just as CEO, if the committee can keep me informed, if there's anything for me to follow up on, just let me know.
Okay, great. Because I suspect there will be some follow-up after Tuesday's meeting.
I get that feeling.
Yep. Okay. Item 5, the zoning agent's report.
Okay. Has everyone...
Four.
I see, Chairman Stephen does have his hand up. Oh, he's just letting us know.
No, number 4. Any other business to come before the commission?
Oh, yeah, geez, thanks, Alice. You're on your game.
I just had a question about the meeting of the Board of Selectmen on February 2nd, where it stated that the budget would be trimmed of the Planning and Zoning Commission this year substantially. And if this is the year that we're doing the POCD, isn't that a year where we spend a little more money than normal?
Yes, that's correct. I don't understand what that is about, because I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about, because the fact of the matter is the money has been allocated for the POCD, but because it is probably, and Greg could probably clarify this a little further, there would have to be a rollover if it, you know, the fact that it's going past our June 30th deadline, or July 30th, I think is the end of the year. I'm not aware of that, Stephen. So we still have to go through our budget and develop our budget. And, we'll have to take it from there. Greg, do you have anything further regarding that?
Hit me out on that date. Was that a budget workshop meeting?
Yeah, I guess February 2nd.
So that was just a discussion point by one of the members. Don't confuse that with the POCD, because the POCD money comes from, a savings account.
Yeah,
so like a separate line item, so it wouldn't be affected. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we had enough in set up for it ahead of time.
Absolutely. No, we have enough, right. And it comes from a reserve fund. It doesn't come from our active budget.
Right.
Perfect. And Greg, just to confirm too, the zoning rewrite that was fought for through last budget cycle, it's my understanding that is not tied to the budgetary year, and that's just already sunk into the cost of the P&Z.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe where that statement might have derived from, because if you recall, we had to go back to the Board of Finance for approval of that, where you know, obviously we're not going to rewrite again this particular fiscal year. So I think, yeah, I didn't make that statement, but I, if I was to drive a meeting, that would be it.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Anything else on item four? Any other business?
Just one comment off what Janelle just said about the budget for the zoning rewrite.
Yeah.
So we still, is the cannabis rewrite going to be separate from the downtown mixed use zoning residential rewrite?
Well, cannabis we passed. Yeah, cannabis passed as a text amendment. So that's right. That's a, you know, that's a sunk cost. And we're sort of in this standing pattern because the work of Glenn with the POCD is so important to really inform where we will want to go with our regulatory local laws when it comes to land use.
So just backburnered until we get through this next thing that, again, has gotten in front of it.
Yeah, for the record, yes. Also, behind the scenes work, like there's always, I am working. I know you are. Yeah, just the statutory updates that have occurred, well aware of what we need to pay attention to that is in the zoning regulations that's no longer legal because of statutory requirements. Regardless of what comes out of the POCD workshops, we will still need to adhere to our state laws. So that's sort of the thing that I can do. I do not want to contradict, or get ahead of myself with the results of what comes out of the POCD, because that will be really informative to where the town wants to go with planning and zoning.
I think it makes sense. I think at one point we were trying to put it all together for, I don't know, save money, save something. I'm not sure, but I think this makes more sense.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Anything else?
But yes, Chairman, as far as that, now that we're on this whole zoning rewrite conversation, do we need to go back? I don't know how the finances in Falls Village work. Do we need to go back to our budgetary workshop and again roll over the funds regarding the regulation rewrite? Or is that a sunk cost because it's a part of a contract that's already been executed with the town?
I think the money's been put aside and it is a contract.
Okay, yeah. just curious. I don't quite understand how Falls Village works.
Mm-hmm.
That's a broad statement and a narrow statement.
Intentionally.
I'd be really hard to just make note that we check in with Linda on that to make sure that that is the case.
Okay.
I'll put it in the minutes, Greg.
Okay. Perfect.
That helps.
It will.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Okay.
Very good. Anything else? Okay. Then going on to item five, the zoning agent's report. Janelle.
Great. Does everyone mind if I share my screen and bring it up, or do you have it in front of you? Up to you.
Bring it up, Janelle.
Sure. I'd be happy to do so. You know, I have not enabled that on my Mac, so it might not like it because my Mac is. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I have to reconfigure my settings. I'm sorry, guys. I will not be able to bring it up at this time without taking up everybody's time to reconfigure that. So let me just pull it here. In brief, permits are really quiet right now. A lot of it has to do with the winter season. We did receive some communication regarding Sand Road. They're incorporating an indoor training facility and nothing will be changed substantially outside. So that was a simple sign off. Anything that changes with that facility actually goes through the Department of Agriculture, which is really interesting. So ZEO does get involved. And it's part of the Department of Ag's due diligence when it comes to the licensing of the animal hospital. Mountainside continues to communicate about a potential project involving a solar array. They, at this time, need to work with DOT for an easement before they come to us locally. There's also been a lot of inquiries around subdivision fees and also subdivisions themselves. I just responded to another communication from someone on Dublin Road that is inquiring about the potential of selling a lot. The follow-up of our cannabis amendment spurred someone from Massachusetts to ask us about product packaging. If everyone recalls, product packaging license was not one of the licenses that the new regulations now provide for. The new regulations provide for two licenses in light industrial zone. I believe they are food and beverage manufacturing, and then further production, but not product packaging. 86 Main Street, that sidewalk situation, we did receive a response, and I have yet to follow up with that particular property owner just due to the situation at hand. And moving forward, I will be publishing our training opportunities on the ZEO report. If you all recall, due to statutory changes, Public Act 2123, commissioners are required 4 hours of training annually. And there's a lot of opportunity out there. I will continue to post these. And if you do attend a training or you are interested in a particular training, please by all means reach out to me. I tend to attend a lot of these myself just for continuing education and to further my skills. So I tend to be really involved with this regardless of the mandate to do this training. The mandate, I have been told, might actually be no surprise postponed because the state is trying to get its act together with how it's going to actually be reporting this and organizing everything. So don't be surprised if we aren't held to it this year, but I would just use all of the trainings is a really good opportunity. The seminar that's coming up on March 11th, it's an all-day affair, but it is online. It's quite good, and it's hosted by the CT Bar Association. If anyone is interested in it, there is a cost, and they do send a book, so it's well worth it. But let me know if any of the zoning reports trainings pique your interest and you do attend. I'll be keeping track of all the hours that our commissioners keep so that when OPM does come knocking about us fulfilling that mandate, that we do have proof that we are doing our homework and we're attending training. So Northwest Hills COG is hosting one at the end of March as well. So there's a lot of training opportunities during the month of March.
Okay, any questions for Janelle?
And yeah, Chairman, just one more thing. If there's material or any, just especially for anyone that I haven't had the pleasure of working with closely, if there's a particular topic or situation that comes to mind and anyone wants to learn more, please feel free to just reach out to that zoning officer email. I do this all the time, so I love sending people resources. There's a lot of good case law out there and Connecticut bar information out there. Policies and procedures can be really interesting. So happy to be a resource for anyone that wants to learn more about your role as a PNZ commissioner.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Thanks, Janelle, for that. Then we're moving on to item six, public comments and correspondence. Are there any public comments? Anything, Janelle?
I see Alice is waving vigorously. I'm not
quite sure. We have to accept Janelle's report.
Oh, yes. Can we accept it by consensus?
Keeping us
works
up
for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Just added it. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Do you see anybody from the public that wants to make a comment?
I do not, Chairman.
Okay, good. Then we're moving on to Greg's favorite topic on item seven.
Move to adjourn.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, adjourned. How did we do here?
We did great.
7:49.
All right. Okay. This is amazing. We're beating the old records
here. And I tell you that not only did the dog finish the food, he grabbed the bag of beans special beans and opened up all over the rug.